Your love sustains me. Rushing creek, clear gold water, life within. Life inside love. Your life, my life, vibrancy and clarity. Love is living light. All particles, spacious, impeccable mystery. Illumined here, right now. Living light. Love living. Love living. Yeah, that's what my life has become. Somehow in the conscious recognition of it. Always was that. Always has been. Can't be separate from the vibration of it, of this, of what one is. There's no way you can't not be yourself, which is the self. But in the conscious recognition of that, something happens. Something shifts. And then it's recognized in all the patterns, recognized in everything. It's just everything becomes a pointer to that. There's clarity where there was before confusion. There's compassion, which I had to learn. I didn't really have it. Something I had to learn. Patience and all the good qualities, even though the bad ones don't always go away either, but they're used. It's used. All the life story, the history, the family, the mistakes. Eli says the life story, your story becomes a teaching story. Your story of suffering becomes a teaching story, becomes useful. I know that's true. I've changed so much since I met Gangaji. I was so collapsed on myself, so afraid to really be myself. To really just let my heart burn in love. And so that's why I'm here, really, is to just, I'm a kind of a encourager. Because I know it took for me, and still sometimes takes for me, some kind of fierce, surrender. It's humbling to get caught in trying to control again. It's humbling to get caught in some old pattern. It's humbling to be a human being, making mistakes and bad choices and having the body break down. But that humbling can also be a bow. And that bow is so beautiful. So beautiful. And there's so many bowing now. So many of us all over the planet bowing. It's so beautiful.